Recently, I read about a Hoosier community listed in a weekly Things to Do column in the magazine insert of the weekly Leader newspaper here. It was a brief listing about the Clay City Pottery Company. Now, for several years, I lived in Freedom, Indiana, just a few miles east of Clay City, and often drove to the Mayberry of the Midwest, Clay City, Indiana. Visitors often describe Clay City as a town in a time capsule, or a throwback to the days when people waved at friends and new neighbors on a first-name basis and took time to enjoy visitors. We often drove to nearby Clay City with friends who were looking for traditional stoneware. Clay City Pottery is the oldest commercial pottery factory in Indiana, operating there since 1885. Usually the town of barely 1,000 souls gets together for a pottery festival in early June. There are pottery tours and demonstrations of hand-turning, jiggering, and slip-casting. Now, don't ask me how to jigger or slip-cast. The little company often employs up to four people in its peak production, and reportedly has an annual revenue of less than $500,000. And that's why the town is called the Mayberry of the Midwest. I mentioned living in nearby Freedom, Indiana. That little town is famous as the birthplace of James Pierce, one of the original Tarzan actors. He grew up in Shelbyville, Indiana. Remember that the original movie Tarzan, Elmo Lincoln, came from Rochester. Pierce was the fourth actor to portray the ape man. Pierce was an IU football star. He coached football in Arizona before going to California, where he later married the daughter of Edgar Rice Burroughs. Now, he wrote the original Tarzan Adventures. After Pierce was married, he and his new wife performed as Tarzan and Jane in 364 national radio shows. That was back in the 1930s. Both of them are buried in Shelbyville, Indiana, where their gravestones are marked appropriately. Tarzan and Jane. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.